Mr. Griffin, could you respond to this? Here's what our country promises, our Constitution promises. It's that however we worship, we're all equal and full citizens, and I think we can all agree on that. And that means that when we approach the government, when we petition the government, we do so not as a Christian, not as a Jew, not as a Muslim, not as a non-believer, only as an American. And what troubles me about this case is that here a citizen is going to a local community board, supposed to be the closest, the most responsive institution of government that exists, and is immediately being asked, being forced, to identify whether she believes in the things that most of the people in the room believe in, whether she belongs to the same religious team as most of the people in the room do. And it strikes me that that might be inconsistent with this understanding that when we relate to our government, we all do so as Americans and not as Jews and not as Christians and not as non-believers.
So, Justice Kagan, I think we agree with much of what you say, but what the difference here is that this approaching of the government body occurs against the backdrop of 240 years of history, which makes this different. From the very beginning of our legislature, from the First Continental Congress and then from the First Congress, there have been legislative prayers given in the religious idiom of either the official chaplain or a guest chaplain that have regularly invoked the deity and the language of the prayer giver. And that